Joining us now on the line is a very good friend of the program. I believe Ken Kennelly referred to him as Dr. Haro, if I'm not mistaken, in the last segment. It is the sports professor, Rick Haro. It's our golf, business, and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer. I am a new daddy, however, but I'm not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Happy Sunday, Rick. Good morning to you.
Papa! Wow. That I am so happy for you, man. I'm telling you, you are the man, and there's one more Evans in this world, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, I got to hit you, both you and Pat, up for advice, because not only are you both fathers, but you're both fathers of girls. So I'm going to have to hit you guys up for advice periodically here over the next, 20 years.
Yeah, here's the next very easy answer. Whatever they want, give it to them.
My advice,
don't get it now, they'll get it later. Right, Pat?
My advice with girls was to run screaming now, but he won't do that.
Yeah, I understand. But just, you know, that at least people in the county just heard every word you said. So you got some splaining to do when you get home.
Actually, everyone in the Tri-County area, all the way from Key West to Vero Beach. But, yeah, it's a fun week for me, Rick, obviously. Lily Barbara came 18 days early. Our due date was March 17th. We just kept saying, it was funny, because on Thursday night, actually, the day before she came, because she came Friday night at 6 p.m., and we were in the hospital all day Friday, but we were at the Honda Classic kickoff party Thursday night at Palm Beach Gardens Mall, and everyone kept saying, "Joyce, you look ready to go now." You know, her belly was big, and you know, we said, "Well, we got 18 days left. We got, you know, we're just hoping she comes sometime after the Honda." Well, she decided to make it easy for me. She came before the Honda, so I still have time to be out at PGA National next week.
Well, we'll call her the Finn Cup baby. How's that?
Yeah, how about, well, I like that. Your baby is tomorrow, Rick, and that is the Finn Cup. You and new Dolphins owner Stephen Ross, one of your good friends, co-chairing the event. 12 current and former Miami Dolphins, including Dan Marino and Bob Greasy and Nat Moore and Chad Henne and Anthony Fasano playing tomorrow at PGA National, and it's going to be a great day, a lot of fun, and it's going to go to worthy cause.
Well, the worthy cause, obviously, is the Nicholas Family Charities and the Melanoma Foundation in honor of my dad. And it's been a labor of love for Dr. Kennerly and me for a couple of years. Remember, we did a Celebrity Championship Cup the Monday after the Honda. And Ken's idea was, let's bring it in the traditional fold and do the Monday before. And let's see if we can get some Dolphins. And, you know, the idea grew through the fall. And, of course, Steve Ross, a good friend, Palm Beach County resident as well, and taking control of the Dolphins, demonstrating that he's interested in all of South Florida sports, including Palm Beach County, obviously. And also, we're having Rodney Barreto, the chairman of the host committee for Super Bowl and Pro Bowl of next year, there to say hello at the press conference and acknowledging the fact that this is, in many ways, the informal kickoff of the South Florida countdown to the Super Bowl, in addition to a darn good time. And the fun thing is, over the last couple of days, to field requests from people who really want to get in this. Well, the answer is, this is a great event for this year, but it's even going to be better next year and the year after.
Rick, the weather's supposed to be pretty cold tomorrow, but nonetheless, I think it's supposed to be sunny. Have you played PGA recently? And if so, what are your thoughts on the setup and the greens and those types of things?
My thought is that, you know, Dolphins are used to warm weather, so they may have some issues with the cold, although it'll be in the 60s when we tee off, which will be fine. And the answer, I've played around PGA, and I'm going right now to test it out because so I don't look stupid, which you would say, you know, one round is not going to help me do that. But not the Champ Course. So the Champ Course, got to do a little selective dropping of picking it up and moving it back in the fairway because they've let the rough grow. And, you know, you're good out there. Just, you know, stay away from the greens. You'll be fine.
Yeah, that's right. Another cut to my putting.
Well, the greens this year are going to be much faster because no overseeding. So they're going to be a little more brown and crispy than in years past. And they're going to be, and it's going to be a big shock to the players because they've been talking about all week long this week out in Arizona at the match play. The greens out there are awfully slow. They're running at like a 9.5 or 10. And the reason they're slowing them down is because there's so much undulation in those new green complexes that Jack Nicklaus has designed at the Ritz-Carlton. How about that? Jack's course is back-to-back here on the PGA Tour, this week out in Tucson, and, of course, this coming week here in Palm Beach Gardens at PGA National. But the green complex is so much undulation. In fact, on some of those greens, the high point to the low point of the greens is 6 and 7 feet in some instances, which is just crazy. So, obviously, they can't shave them that closely, so they're running slow, but yet on downhill putts, they're still going like lightning, and in uphill putts, they're going very slow. But, you know, this coming week at PGA National, No overseeding. The green's probably going to be running at least 12 on the stimp, and that's going to be for these guys that are, you know, for these four guys today. And well, Stuart Sink's the only one that's coming here this week. So for Stuart Sink and for a lot of the guys that played multiple rounds out there this week, Ernie Els and Justin Leonard, it's going to be kind of a slap in the face, and it's going to be a lot different for them than what they've just been playing on the last few days.
Well, and also it you know, leads into the Florida swing, and you know, that you can't think too early about greens that feel more like Augusta National conditions, and maybe it's good for the pros to start getting into some of that. It's only a month and a half away, and you know, the interesting thing about this is that the Dolphins that I've talked to, the former and current, boy, do they take this seriously. All you need to do, well, a lot of people wanted to say hello to you know, our new owner, Steve Ross, who will be, you know, great sportsman in town, not just an owner and a good golfer. But, you know, these guys are serious. I mean, there is a low-growth competition for the Dolphins, separate from the main tournament, and though they play together. And, you know, competitive anything for an NFL player. Most of these guys live, yep, in town and can, you know, banter with each other. This is going to be huge for them as well.
It's going to be a lot of fun. The inaugural Fin Cup tomorrow. Stephen Ross and yourself co-chairing it. Rick, good luck to you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow out there at PGA National.
See you guys. Thanks again. Bye-bye.